nothing to play out there.
He got a little stinger, so they're going to run through all the tests.
What about Richburg?
Richburg has a little tendonitis, and they decided to hold him out today.
Tendonitis in what?
Knee.
How about Prince?
Prince had a little strain in the groin area during one-on-ones. So, naturally, he was out.
And Flowers, is he expecting him hopefully soon?
Day to day. He's much improved. Whether they let him go tomorrow or not, I don't know, but he is much improved.
What did you think of the padded practice? Seemed like there was a lot of balls hit the ground maybe today, more than usual.
Balls hit the ground? Not necessarily, no. I didn't. It was kind of sluggish, to be honest with you, as it usually is, the first time in full pads. Their legs, you know, covered, et cetera, et cetera. They got to learn how to handle that, and they will. They will.
Without the benefit of seeing the film, how do you think your offensive line held up out here and going full
Well, I'm sure there were some good and some bad. There were some, to be honest with you, there were better runs than there were anything else. So I thought that was that's something if you want to build on. That was pretty good.
Was that sort of your plan here in this practice, or you wanted to, while you were fully padded, do more? It seemed like you did more runs.
Well, we had an inside run drill, which we usually do, you know, fully padded. So,
Tom.
But otherwise, it was, you know, blitz pickup and the whole, you know, everything else. Nothing in particular to make it a run practice, if that's what you're asking. No.
Do you feel that Beeson is under any restrictions? Look at him.
Beeson? We're very aware, and his snaps are controlled, and basically they're controlled by the number of people at the position. Obviously, if McLean is held out for any length of time, then that would affect the rotation.
But you don't want to overwork them, obviously.
Well, everybody's got to get ready to play, though. That's the, you know, we keep talking about that. And you know what? We're taking every precaution, scientific precaution that I anything that's been discovered in our game by virtue of all the things we've looked at, we're doing it. Okay, so now we got to go on the field, and when we're on the field, unfortunately, some things happen. You know, I don't have any other explanation for you.
We got screened on the end of practice. What was the game today? And it looked like both teams lost because they all had to do push-ups.
Yeah, we took some receivers and DBs and challenged them to throw the football and hit the crossbar. It wasn't pretty. They all tried to kick field goals with the ball, you know, throw the ball up in the air, take the ball and zing it. It was an eye-opener, let's put it that way. Not anywhere near as competitive as the last thing we did.
This seems to be an emphasis, though, for you guys.
Compete.
To do more of this kind of stuff.
Find stuff to make them compete. It? Just compete. You know, just always something, always, you know, in addition to the field, obviously.
Your defensive tackles look like they had a solid game on a quick glance. I mean, did you think that they had a good showing today?
I know they're working hard, and they've improved their technique. Our footwork seems to be better. I think that both the ends and the tackles rushed the passer pretty well today. Like I said, some runs squirted through, but you know, they certainly did okay.
Tom, how much negotiating was on between you and Marvin as you get closer to these practices?
We set this up in the spring.
Everything's
it's been set. Practice schedule set. Everything's set. I'm sure there'll be maybe one more phone call, but that most of it's all been done.
Okay. How limited or how much contact are those practices going to have?
Just practices. Practices.
Pads.
Uppers. Pads one day, uppers the next, yeah.
Tom, with Barry's crew here, are they telling you there's going to be any extra emphasis on any part of the rules this year?
Well, they always stress whatever the new rules are and whatever the points of emphasis are. So John's prepared to speak about that, as we've heard in the spring when the officiating crew was by, and I'm sure we'll continue to hear.
Sullivan thought that Eli eyes on has looked as live as any point that he's seen. Do you agree with that assessment? And could you just, I guess,
yeah.
Address?
Oh, yeah. No, it was that way in the spring, too. Yeah. I think there was a lot of grinding on the part of receivers today, and perhaps the idea that in some occasions they weren't where they were supposed to be kind of, I think, nullified some of the balls going downfield today, but no question about his arm.
With the more direct approach instead of the lab approach, could you have hit the crossbar?
I may have wanted to move it up.